comparison, but of different names. How I decorate my style is admired and not complicated. Kick drums continuous bump, just like an acne patient. Put on my hat and pull it down on the sides and perfect the brim. Slightly hide the browns of my eyes. The way it hits is like the tank combination. Several elements together that create the arrangement. Blue music notes intertwined inside the lines. Intricate needles sewing the patterns around my head design. Balance equality through fashion and music. Like a stand-up that's doing comedy with excess of music. For the love of rap, connections built in the chat. This is where it's at, beats and bucket hats. This boom bap chakra spinning low in your back. The score for the perfect match, beats and bucket hats. For the love of rap, connections built in the chat. This is where it's at, beats and bucket hats. This boom bap chakra spinning low in your back. The score for the perfect match, beats and bucket hats. The snare slaps, his hands connect for daps. Bucket color surprises and wrinkles along the lining. Horseman a doorman, he faces frontal and centered. Rides on top of hi-hats, chasing creates momentum. I'm in the pocket like it's billiards. Cued up the music, wind instruments, flugel horns and trumpets. Motion to the mirror now, making minor adjustments. The inner band is almost laying on my eyelids. Hot-headed heat releases right through the eyelids. Put this on repeat to remind you of things that I said. My size is large, extra large, spectacular. My raps are studied like Abrahamic vernacular. Hear the bass speaking in tones that's in agreeance. The session that I'm wearing adds layer to my appearance. With sample ambience of crackles and pops, it's three pieces to the crown, front, back, and the top.
Okay, party people in the house.
You not an MC, you's a rapper. Fasten yourself, throw your hands in the sky.
Hey, 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 hey.
Throw your hands in the sky.
That's my word, you can fit flavor between my taste, not my body.
Brown butter, brown sugar, thoughts to things, dark songs to sing. To escape sanity in a moment's bliss, stimulant texture triggering lips. And judging from my cocoa butter faces, case dismissed. Rockwell and Emily MC, the recipe's sweet, come get you a piece.
I got a groove theory, relative musicality. Was full schnicking, just moving that proven energy. Beat was hitting, committing to make a casualty. Was too stiff, I heard a voice in the noise telling me.
No chocolate bomb.
Was that the music calling me? Saying don't hold back, relax onto me. Let me massage, rock, and put you on your feet. Let that body talk, I'm stalking until you answer me.
I said, wait a minute.
Dark and lovely.
I lost my flame.
Package stunning.
Tongue and soul.
My disciple.
Wrapped in gold.
Perfect mouth.
Rhythm and blue.
Buttercream.
Melted cute.
Stir the dream.
Stealing taboo.
Cinnamon. Spice me in your melanin.
Well, damn.
Was kind of feeling it now. Was I the only one receiving this? No moving around. Music told me pick your head up cause I'm holding you down. I took the instrumental up but got a lift from the sound, you dig?
Brown butter, brown sugar, thoughts to things, dark songs to sing. Meant to escape sanity in a moment's bliss, stimulant texture triggering lips. And judging from my cocoa butter faces, case dismissed. Rockwell and Emily MC, the recipe's sweet, come get you a piece.
Black pearls, black onyx, starry night eyes and gems. Confection and gift, uplift original skin. Chocolate deluxe, pecans to almonds and mints. Raspberries and orange zest, the caramel drips. Coconut milk, handmade or factory built. Quality control, survey every mold that we whip. Fair trade, cause we protecting the flick of the wrist. A damn shame, some hands picked but never tasted. School them chocolate, market the mosh pit. Jingling baby, it's crunchy and savory. Solid or hollow, the result is a swallow. Scented empathy, inhale aromatherapy. Yeah, the chocolate for collective conscious. The chocolate is revealing how the luxury keep us boxed in. Chocolate the martyr, the model, the hero or the villain. Chocolate exploited in silence and cheered by the children.
Understand that there's a spirit underneath this skin. Understand that there's a soul. Lives within, lives within, lives within, lives within.
I got bars.
I'm just a fucking old sister. chocolate bars. Boom, 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 boom. One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
From the BSFU.
Vancouver Stand Up.
It's your host, Hard Body Dream. We got Guilty Black. We got Digital spinning the illest tunes.
Top Selector.
Oh, top shutter. Selector. We started out joint off with Beanie Siegel. Oh, man. What was that?
What, you what a thug's about.
Come on, man. That was Young Beanie, too, man. He was young, real hungry.
What y'all really know what a thug's about?
Get down or lay down. Get down or lay down. Yeah. And then we had J. Scott the Illest. Oof. Beats and Bucket Hats, man. That's my jam, man. That's like my. That's the song I wake up, I hit that joint. You know what I mean? And we got J. Scott next week. Live
on the 6 o'clock blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM, right here live in the studio.
Call in, have a little chat.
You know what I'm saying?
7878 7822573.
Peace to that, baby. And then we had that Emma MC and Rockwell.
Chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar. Ah.
Yeah. Chocolate. Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate, I like that tune though. It's nice. It's nice.
Bars. It's nice, you know? Yeah, man. So if you're just tuning in right now, we've been talking about a bunch of things. The Orange Man. The Orange Man.
And we're not talking about Syracuse.
Oh,
you got that? Yeah.
We talking about
you got that.
Talking about the blue suit and the red tie. That's his signature, right?
The white shirt, red tie.
The white shirt with the red tie.
Yeah.
Big things.
My fan base. My fan base.
Make America great again.
Yeah.
Woo!
Make America some thugs again. Oh. Thugs again.
Well, it's always been thugged out ever since they came here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just been thugging people out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, The 2025 thug, man, got everyone just like ready, you know.
Digital thugs, you know? Man. You got. Oh,
you shoot.
You
I
got
shoot.
Ninjas like you got ninjas like Elon Musk out here. You know what I mean? Talking about, you know, everything you've seen in every 1980s movie up until today, present time. You know what I mean?
Oh, he trying to rock the Jetsons, bro. We going back. You
forget
know what I mean?
Jetsons. He talking about yo. Skynet, God. You know yo. What I mean? We talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We talking about Sarah Connor. You know what I'm saying?
Sarah Connor.
You know what I'm saying? We talking about these cybernetic police. We talking about connecting your mind to a cloud.
I just can't see these cyber police coming at minus 12 and minus 14, you know, with all these electronics, right?
And their electric cars.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, yo, where you going? Son, yo, come, let's go out with me. He's frozen. Yo, dude, frozen. Yo, I just don't see it, man. But hey, it's a nice story, man.
But listen, cybernetic is putting the man and the machine together.
No.
That is possible.
Oh, no. Well, they got that already. They got people with fake arms already. They got that already.
Uh-huh.
Bro. They got
uh-huh.
people with legs and shit. They got that shit
uh-huh.
already, bro.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm talking about these, you know, just full-on robots coming to police you and shit. Like, I just see so many problems going wrong with this shit, man. You know? Oh, sorry. Pardon my French.
Oh, yeah, man. Whatever. We live, man. Hey, content yeah. warning, man. We might add a little
slur. I don't want to call it French, but pardon my
French.
You know
what I mean? But...
What are my friends?
You know, just it gets me riled up, though, right?
I know.
You know, because there's so much fear being put into the humanity, man, and so many people just eating it up, man. You know, it's just like, well, let's see. You know, let's do a bit. Let's do a little bit first, see how that works, right? Everyone's just, oh, my God, right? I got guys calling me just losing their minds daily, right? But anyway, go on, brother.
Well, I mean, look. Is it possible? Absolutely.
Anything's possible.
You know what I'm saying? Sure.
Sustaining it? Getting all the material for all these things? 30 million robots and satellites? Like, that's a lot of material you need for that, right? You know?
Well,
Elon never made the robots, didn't he? For what's that movie called again? iRobot. They look exactly the same.
No doubt, right? They probably had the drawings like 50 years ago anyway, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not that far-fetched because it's already in progress, right? Will they have 30 million robots in the next, 10 years? Maybe not.
Who's going to buy this stuff if no one's got a job? You know what I mean? If AI's taking over everything and robots are running everything, who's going to have the money to buy these things? Right? Well, if there's no job, bro.
The elite don't need that. They don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? Well, they don't care about... This is the thing, right? It's like... some people think that, yeah, you need the people, you know, obviously to make the money. But, you know, like, do they really need the people to make the money?
But who's going
to
buy it? The robot?
They're not. It's not about that. We already know that they're printing money. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about that.
Buddy, it's called consumerism, right? You need a buyer.
Yo.
You need a buyer.
Yes.
To make money.
Yes. There's going to be still buyers. I mean, even look at the idea of putting this, you know, obviously we already have the one world banking system, right? Which is, you know, and then you have, you know, these countries trying to put in, a flat rate of what you're going to be able to, make. Basically, everybody's on welfare, basically. But on top of that, you know, they're trying to hide it with a carbon tax, right? And so you're going to be only able, this is what they're saying, is that you're only be able to buy a certain amount of food, right? Because of this carbon tax, right? You know, sure, far-fetched.
They got that right now.
but this is what I'm saying, right? Like, I just don't put anything past them, you know what I'm saying? Because we're dealing with people that don't care about humanity. All right. So to sit here and be like, I think it's far-fetched. I mean, okay. You know, ignorance is bliss. Look at history. History repeats itself, bro. We're dealing with people that are savage. They do not care about your well-being. They don't care. They'll wipe you out. Like Elon Musk said. He said, "Yo, when we're paving roads, right? And there's an ant hill there, right? We're not like, oh, save the ants. We run right over them." This is his example of what AI is going to do to humanity, right? Now, like every other movie, right? There's always the resistance. La resistance. You know what I mean? Mm. There's always a resistance, right? But to sit here and say that, you know, these people who have devilish nature are not going to try to annihilate a majority of this population.
They just did.
So that they can control them even more, right? I mean, that's ignorant to not think that that's not possible. And whether they need actual robots or they can just literally implant something in your brain. I mean, look, you know, they didn't need soldiers for Desert Storm. They just sent the jets. You know what I mean? They didn't even need the manpower, right? Now, you don't even need the manpower.
They didn't even fly the plane to drop the bomb. They don't even do that.
They gotta bring a drone.
So what are you guys saying? Like, I've been around this AI stuff for a second, right? And it's not foolproof, right? You guys are going on like this stuff. It never breaks down and it's foolproof, right?
Cars break down too, bro, but they get fixed, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we gotta pay for the repairs,
all right.
Bro.
All right, well, let's just see, right? Because I see a lot of fear being installed onto humanity, right? And let's just see, right? You know, my mouth shut, right?
Yo, Gilsky, you know. I asked you a question this week. We were talking about the vaccination thing. You remember we were talking about that earlier this week? I mentioned to you that I read, or did I see? Either way, if you're an unvaccinated human being, I don't know if people are aware that bodily fluid exchange can allow you to get
the spike protein.
The spike protein is from the vaccinated. So, I mean, they're passing the proteins to you whether you like it or not. So,
I've heard about foods and, you know, like, you know, they're in foods and blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean.
That was shocking for me to
see. What are you going to do, right? Where do you find a grape with a seed? It's a hard thing to do, right? To find a grape with a seed, right? And they say that's probably one of the best things on the planet for you, you know what I mean?
A grape with a seed?
A grape with a seed.
Well, is how probably does the grape grow without the seed, though?
Exactly, right? But they found a way, right? It's called seedless grapes. I used to love them till I understand what they are now, you know?
Right. Genetically modified. Grafted. Grafted right. Tight. Grafted.
When I found out a cantaloupe wasn't real, right? You know what I mean? Honeydew, cantaloupe. And
banana.
Banana, you know? Those are all, like, man-made, man. Strawberry. When I found a strawberry was man-made, man, I was just like, oh, my goodness, right? You know, it's like, you know, but they taste good though, right?
And I love them natural chocolate bars though, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I love natural chocolate bars.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate bars.
Natural candy.
Yeah. That's interesting, you know, the spike protein. Because, I mean, I heard that during that COVID, you know what I mean? We were talking about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah.
And, yeah, you know, it's... That one's obviously still a touchy subject, right?
So I try to stay away from it, right? I try to keep people together. You know what I mean? Try to keep people together, you know?
Leave me alone.
Well, I mean, I've seen crazy stuff, right? I've seen crazy stuff with families, you know, where, you know, people weren't allowed to say goodbye to loved ones because they were unvaccinated, right? And it just breaks my heart, man. Like, you know, no matter what, right? Like, how are you going to do that? Not allow somebody to say goodbye to somebody, right?
Well, you should have got your vaccination. Guilty?
Well, that's not how it goes, right? You know, everyone's entitled to...
Guilty's vaccinated. Right?
Everyone's entitled to their
opinion.
He's
a government worker, man.
And all that, right?
He's vaxxed straight up.
But we do have a funeral this Friday on the 31st. One of the pillars of the community, you know, they used to own a few restaurants and stuff like that, and you know, so many of us in the community know him as Nigel. How do you pronounce the last name again, my man?
You don't want to say it?
Well, I heard I pronounced it wrong. I've been pronouncing it for like 40 years now. You know what I mean, right?
Nigel,
or even longer.
Peart.
You know, okay. Did
Nigel
I say it properly?
Peart, his grand passing. Funeral's on Friday at the Valley View Funeral Home at 1:30. If you want to check that out.
Yeah, so anyone, if you know, if you want to say goodbye
from
to
pay your respects.
Mr. Taste Nice and the family, pay respect to the family there and his four sons there and the rest of the extended family. You can definitely do that at Valley View. What's the address?
Funeral home? I'm not sure.
72nd and 144, I believe it is, or 148. But you cannot miss it. It's a
celebration of life, people.
Once you take the right on 152nd and you start going up the hill, after you cross the first light, I believe it's on the left-hand side, and you cannot miss it. So, yes, we'll be saying goodbye to Mr. Nigel Peart.
Peart.
Call me a gringo. I'm a gringo. Okay? Come on.
We've been calling you that.
Yeah, I know. For a long time. But anyway, yeah, so you can say goodbye at 1:30 there. That's what time the
celebration starts at
1:30. The service celebration starts.
Shout out to the Peart family.
Yes, most definitely. You know, you guys been holding strong there, I see. You know, and yeah, there's a lot of people here, a lot of people I talk to that are going and to pay your respect.
Should we run a track?
Yeah, let's run one, man.
This one's for Nigel Peart.
Let's go. Tell me, girl, are you so in love with Ben?
choose to take it day in, day out. Don't you think you deserve a break from all these lying, constant gaslighting? The times when you see lipstick stains on his shirts and you know in your heart and on yours, nights you spent crying for someone who treats you like a nuisance. This might sound crazy, but I got a suggestion. Hear me out. Why don't you leave him for me, love? I know I can treat you better than he does. Girl, the choice is yours to make. I like to take your pain away. All you gotta do is pack your things and walk away. Let me take care of you. Yes, I'll take care. Massage your feet with a little bay leaf. Anything you want, baby, me with bare feet. You should be taking trips to Paris, cruises around the globe. You deserve to live lavish like the queen that you are, and more. I never take advantage, leave you heartbroken. Oh, baby, to make you happy, we'll I know.
stay wrapped up in your serotonin. It's pulling me back and forth, back to yours, back to falling back in. When we're gone, we both know what happens. You was the one that I could never be, but you won't let go. I know that you could be the one for me, but I'm too troubled. I told you don't get too caught up. I told you this was a setup. I'm not in a place to settle down.
God, don't make no mistakes, my love. Pretty face, soft skin, smile, kill, cut you off, cause we had too many close calls. This should've started, but got you in trouble. I still feel you when I touch you. But Marky knows that seeing you disturb my soul. How can I protest when you call my stress? I done lost my mind, but Lolo, a little one and bless you, my sweet, sweet love. You got grace and character. Hey, when you wanna hang, I see. Talking about like we whoever in a D. Two counselors in a room and we can't even feel our sin. Say I'm for everybody like you living in our sin. You go, Lord.
You was the one that I could never be, but you won't let go.